Good morning, Telly Tuners. It is just Chloe in the studio right now. Meg's running a little late, but today is our Victorious episode. If you don't know what Victorious is, it is a Nickelodeon show about this group of friends who goes to a high school that is not your typical high school called Hollywood Arts. So these kids are talented in singing, dancing, acting, songwriting, and puppeteering, and also playing other instruments. So we're just going to get right into it with this song from the show. It's just this super fun kind of like a little like hip-hop R&B moment, because in this episode the Victorious cast realizes that their bus driver is the singer of this very popular song. This is Five Fingers to the Face by Victorious cast.
You know I flaunt ya, this girl I really want ya,
and you looking nice, got me cooler than a bag of ice. Now
freeze, freeze, freeze.
Drop it fast and move it real slow.
Oh. What? You smell so fruity.
I'm a pirate and you're my booty.
Arr. So move it in close.
And let me have my daily dose.
Girl, I've been thinking about you. Think about me.
What you think about it?
Georgina.
It's a lady's choice, so I'ma make sure to make some noise.
Whoa, whoa.
And now we're sweating,
got my turbo engine revving.
Vroom. They stop and stare, all the haters think it's just not fair.
But I'm 6'1" and I'm tons of fun,
and I'm about to put this club in gear.
So fellas, grab a cup.
What? All my ladies, you know what's up.
Yeah.
Put your hands in the sky if you're feeling fly,
and tell me that you
what?
Cause I'm the man in charge.
What you talking about, boy?
Oh, calm down.
I know you don't think you could just come up in here and buy me.
Come on.
You know what I got for you? Five fingers to the face. Five fingers to the face. Five fingers to the face. Five fingers to the face.
That was Five Fingers in the Face. I didn't really realize how silly that song was. But Megan is back in the studio.
What up?
This
is... I literally was like running, so I apologize.
She's sweaty.
We typically sit right next to each other, but because I'm literally sweating, I'm not going to sit next to you right now. I'm going to sit across. So we're sitting across. We can like fully look at each other.
It's like so weird.
It's like a Joe Rogan podcast.
Well, I feel like it actually is better because I think sometimes when we're talking, like we'll look at each other and then like our faces go away from the mics.
Yeah, totally. Because we do like this. Yeah.
The movement that everyone could see.
Yeah, you guys all saw what we typically do.
Yeah. Actually, I feel like we should record it. That'd be so fun.
No, I know. Maybe our last show we like live stream it.
Yeah. Wait.
I should get some
my
water.
Dad's gonna have to set that up. Greg, lock in.
Mr. Cronkite, please.
This next song is a Megan pick.
This next one, okay, so in the show, there's an episode where they are gonna get like a benefit concert from Kesha. Like Kesha's like donating a concert. You recall?
Yes.
And so
and
they have
the ice cream and they scoop out all the ice cream.
At the bottom of these like little ice cream containers, there's like letters. And if you get all the letters to spell Kesha, then you get like a free concert from Kesha like in your home. And so this ragtag team of teens, we've got, did you already say their names?
No, I haven't said their names.
We've got Tori Vega. We've got Jade West. We've got Kat Valentine, Robbie Shapiro, Andre.
Last name.
Andre last name. And Beck last name.
Yes.
I don't know both of their
names. And then
last
Trina names. Vega.
Trina Vega as well, Tori's older sister. And so they all like go to the store and buy like a bunch of ice cream so then they can get all of the letters, and the very last letter is like the dollar sign that they're looking for, and turns out it's in like this chunky monkey one, and this little kid, which is, this is a really weird plot that they added in there. Thank you, Dan Schneider. But
weirdo, freak.
Super weird. But the kid was like, I'll give it to you if you guys all kiss me. And so then he's like a little kid. Like, we're talking minor. And then
that is weird.
Mm-hmm. And then we don't see it happen, but then, you know, they get the letter. So, and then Kashuk does a concert in their house. So I picked this song.
I forgot that happened in the episode. I just remember them scooping out the tubs of ice cream.
So gross. And then Robbie goes and gives the, like, tub of ice cream to, like, a playground full of kids, if you remember. And he's like, I'm going to go give it to some kids. And Beck is like, that's probably not going to work out for you. And Jade's like, let him do it. And then he comes back and he's, like, been beaten to a pulp, of course, by mothers. So this song by Kesha. This is Cannibal, right? Is that the one I picked?
Yes.
Okay. I can't see this green now because I'm on the opposite side. Yeah, this is Cannibal by Kesha.
But just not, baby, when it comes to you. I get so hungry when you say you love me. If you know what's good for you, I think you're hot, I think you're cool. You're the kind of guy I'd stalk in school. But now that I'm famous, you're up my anus. Now I'm gonna eat you, fool. I eat boys up, breakfast and lunch. Then when I'm thirsty, I drink their blood. Carnivore animal, I am a cannibal. I eat boys up, you better run.
Eat you up.
Tell me I'm pretty, that's when the hunger really hits me. Your little heart goes pitter patter. I want your liver on a platter. Use your finger to stir my tea, and for dessert I'll suck your teeth. Be too sweet and you'll be a goner. Yep. I'll pull a Jeffrey Dahmer. I eat boys up, breakfast and lunch. Then when I'm thirsty, I drink their blood. Carnivore animal, I am a cannibal. I eat boys up, you better run.
You up.
That was Cannibal by Kesha.
Thank you, Kesha. Thank you, $KEY$HA.
$KEY$HA.
That's a Glee quote.
I picked this next song kind of based on what, like, the Kesha episode. Because there's also another episode where, and, like, this is all very fuzzy in my brain. So if someone knows the specific, like, episode that I'm talking about, let me know. But there's this, like, artist who, like, does, like, a show for them.
Wait. That's in iCarly.
In iCarly?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Not in Victorious?
Something Fox.
Yeah. And, like, it's supposed to be a parody of Britney Spears.
Yes, but they do include her in the show. They do, like, a karaoke and they sing her song.
Yes.
Yes. Oh, my gosh. I know what you're talking about. She's like, something Fox. Whatever. I got to look it up.
Because it's, like, it's a Britney Spears. It's actually, okay. Here's some lore drop. Dan Schneider, the creator of the show, is, like, capital C, capital R, capital EEP, creep. Yep. Like, he is disgusting.
Couldn't have spelled it better myself.
We don't condone any of his actions, but the cast and, like, the crew, like, and everyone still put a lot of work into the show, and I think the show still has, like, a lot of memories, but sometimes you're watching the show and you're like,
that's super weird.
Why did he make these, like, teenagers say that?
Yeah. Or like, these kids do that. Her name is Ginger Fox.
Ginger, see, that's weird. But basically, he, like, Britney Spears, she grew up, like, she or, like, her sister grew up, like, on Nickelodeon.
Mm-hmm.
But
and, then, like, the Mickey Mouse Club, too.
So, he is, like, mad that she went on to do bigger and better things, and so he, like, introduces this Ginger Fox character to mock her, and, like...
Really?
Yeah, and, like... Like, so her performance in iCarly is, like, messy. Like, things are falling. She's, like, tripping. And it's, like, him being, like, oh, Britney Spears is so crazy. Like, she's so...
And, like, she's, like... You don't see that she's drunk, but she, like, is acting drunk. And, like, wow. Oh, my gosh. So I have no idea.
It was all just because Jan Schneider had a vendetta. So this song is, like, we're going to honor Britney.
Amen.
And screw Jan Schneider. This is Circus by Britney Spears.
There's only two types of people in the world. The ones that entertain and the ones that observe. Well, baby, I'm put on a show kind of girl. Don't like the backseat, gotta be first. I'm like the ringleader, I call the shots. I'm like a firecracker, I make it hot. When I put on a show, guys out there, ones that can hang with me and ones that are scared. So baby, I hope that you came prepared. I run a tight ship, so beware. I'm like the ringleader, I call the shots. I'm like a firecracker, I make it hot. When I put on a show,
that was Circus by Britney Spears. So we love Britney. We hate Dan Schneider.
It's true.
In this house.
Is he in jail or is he dead?
I don't think he's in jail. I think he's just canceled.
What? Not in jail?
Wait, let's look this up.
That would be crazy.
I think he got like sued or something, but like I don't think that he...
He is 60 years old. He is still alive and kicking, apparently. Are you in jail, sir? Why is it telling me how tall he is?
Let's go to news.
Jail. Dan Schneider, jail.
See, I think he's just like, I think
is not in jail.
I think his career is just dead.
Well, good.
Because basically, what I do think ended his career was Jeanette McCarthy's book.
Mm-hmm.
Because in her book, she...
Jeanette McCarthy.
Did I say her name?
Jeanette McCurdy.
McCurdy.
Which is funny.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I mean, for those of you who are just now tuning into the show for the first time ever, Chloe always mispronounces names. And it's just so... It makes me giggle.
See, I think like I can say it at the top of my head and then it's like wrong.
That's valid. The Bee's Gees?
But the Bee's Gees. But she wrote a book, and in this book, she like exposed what happened in Victorious, and she had like an NDA, and so she like had to use like code words, so she called him the creator, and she had this whole chapter about how he was like creepy to her, he was pressuring her to drink, and like there was this whole thing where he was like, the Victorious kids get drunk all the time, you should drink, and like you can go back and watch like behind the scenes videos of Victorious, and like it's kind of funny when like you're like, oh, like they were drunk here, like they were probably like, there's like scenes where you're like, oh, they were like drunk when they were really filming this scene, but then there's also stuff that's like really sad because there's like stuff of them
like they were
behind
kids,
the scenes and they're like scared of him and it's like sad, but anyway.
Anywho,
but everyone in the cast is like flourishing now. Ariana Grande,
we got Jeanette McCurdy, she's
iCarly,
Leon Thomas,
and then the guy who plays Beck, he was just in a new show called
15. Avin Jogia.
Yes. And then Victoria Justice thinks we all sing. So.
Yeah, she thinks we all sing. And she would be correct. You know what? In this moment, she would be correct.
She is correct.
But yeah, this next one I picked, this is on my main playlist. Like, it's actually on my main playlist.
It's so good.
It's so good. It's so fun. Excuse me. It is Take a Hint by the Victorious cast. Take a Hint by Victoria
Justice
and Liz Gillies.
I know those names, and I said them both right.
The fact that her name is like Oh, wait.
Her name is Victoria. Like, I think they named the show after her.
Okay.
Because, like, her name is Victoria. In the show, though, her name is just Tori.
Just Tori, yes.
But then the name of the show is Victorious. And you're Victorious. Like, what?
Like, Victoria like, it's Justice? Just,
yeah.
Yeah. So that song is just so good. That one was from an episode where Jade and Tori were husband and wife. They were playing husband and wife. And they had zero chemistry because Jade hates Tori. And so Sykowitz, their acting teacher, was like, you two go bond. Go get dinner together and don't leave until you guys have bonded. So they go to this place called Nozu, which is like a play on.
I always want to eat there because like it's like a sushi place. It's a sushi place. Always go there and look so good.
And like the theme of the place is like noses because they have like a big nose on the outside of the bill, whatever. But
that's so funny.
So they go to Nozu and they're eating sushi and then like they're having a hard time bonding. But then these two guys come up to them and they're like, hey, ladies. And they're like, okay. Get lost. And then the boys don't leave them alone. And so then Jade is like, Tori, do you want to go sing that one song? And she was like, sure. And then they go up and sing karaoke to Take a Hint, which, you know, is not
like basically like leave us alone.
Yeah. And so that song is just to be like, hey, get out my face, young man. And even after the end of the song, the boys don't get it. But it's a bonding experience for Jade and Tori.
Yeah, and I love that. They have, like, this kind of, like, love-hate relationship, mm-hmm. like, throughout the show. And I really like that it's very consistent of, like, one episode they love each other and one episode they hate
each
other.
Wait, do you know what song you want to play next?
Yes.
Okay, because I have a song that goes exactly with what we're talking about
right now. Do you want to play it?
Could we?
Yeah,
it's the Emily Osment one. I picked this one because people were like, people had like shipped them back in the day.
And I knew exactly what you had to say with
this. I also feel like this song just kind of gives Jade. It kind of gives Jade vibes. So this is Emily Osment's Let's Be Friends So We Can Make Out.
Down, 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 I'm knocking you down.
That was Let's Be Friends by Emily Olmsted. And
it's Osment. So
Shoot.
So awesome.
It's just gonna be all set. Day. I'm here all day, folks.
I'm here all day.
This song is also my Jade song.
Love it. I love it.
And wait, should we quickly do the thing?
Oh yeah, sure, let's do the thing.
Okay, so who's your favorite character and who do you think you are?
My favorite character is Andre.
Oh yes.
I just think that he Andre. And his grandmother. they are
Oh my gosh.
He's just like the sweetest and the most normal in the entire show.
Yeah.
And like, I just love Andre and I feel like he deserves better. Him and Tori should have ended up together at the end and everybody knows that.
Yeah.
But whatever. Yeah. So I love Andre because he's just great and he's funny.
They should have ended up together and it makes me angry. And
makes me angry too.
Again, Dan Schneider, you suck.
You suck. Ho. Ho. My, who I think I am?
I think you're Tori.
I didn't want to think that, but I think that I might.
But because I just think sometimes you give main character.
Thanks. And like,
I think that you, because I think she's kind of like, she can be friends with anyone in the group.
Mm-hmm.
And she is like very just like fun. And I think that's you. I don't actually hate Tori. I know some people do. I don't think she's annoying. I like her.
She grinds my gears sometimes. But I think that, like, I don't know. To some extent, I feel like lately I've just been Kat Valentine, just going along for the ride.
That's very real.
And like, I mean, I would love to be like pre-lobotomy Kat Valentine, yes. But like, I think that lately I've been post-lobotomy Kat Valentine, if you will.
Post-lobotomy Kat Valentine.
Just like, so like, I'm just, I don't know. She's goofy.
Yeah.
But yeah, I feel like all the characters are like just very different. So I feel like it's easy to like be like, oh, I'm this person, whatever. So
yeah.
I think I would agree. I think that I do give Tori vibes sometimes. Also, she is the type, I am the type to be like, I think we all sing, because you know I'm going to try to slip in there that I can sing like at any chance I get. But
it's so, that video is so funny. And I feel like everyone flames her for it.
Like, to this day.
Like, partly sometimes I wonder if that's why she disappeared, because she got so much hate from that video.
Maybe. But the thing like, is, like, I would too. It's hard to get over stuff like that when you're everywhere.
It's so funny.
Yeah.
It's just like a funny little
it
thing.
It is so funny. But yeah, what about you? Okay. I know what you're going to say.
My favorite character is Jade.
Uh-huh.
I don't think I'm her, though.
Oh, why not?
Because she's mean. I don't think I'm mean in the way that she is. And like, she's, especially in the first couple seasons, she's not a girl's girl.
It's true.
She's like, I hate you, Tori. You're trying to steal my man.
Mm-hmm.
And I would never be that way.
But also, Tori totally was stealing her man.
Tori was stealing.
I think the only girl's girl from the beginning to the end is Kat.
Yes.
Because Tori was low-key being a little hoe for that.
She
like,
was.
Like, kissing her boyfriend in front of her.
That was crazy.
Ridiculous.
Redonkulous.
Redonkulous.
So actually, maybe Jade did have a valid reason to hate her. And in like, okay, in some ways I do think I am Jade, because I think I definitely do hate things like if I have a reason to.
Mm-hmm.
But I think a lot of times Jade will just hate things just to hate things.
Mm-hmm. And she loves scissors.
She loves scissors, which is
okay,
a little fruity. And then what was I gonna say? Oh, but yes, I also relate to being pre-lobotomy Kat Valentine. Mm-hmm. I also think like I've seen a lot of things of like pre-lobotomy Kat Valentine like makes sense to be like best friends with Jade, because she's a little like alt too. She's got like the red dyed hair. She has like the smoky eyes. So
and
I think
she's like sassy and cool. Like you totally are.
I think I'm her, but then also like sometimes I am Trina. Because I think she's so funny. I just think she's like in like the way of like messy big sister who's mm-hmm. like annoying. Like that's me.
That's Kaylee.
That's me.
What up, Kaylee? How are you?
But this song is my Jade West song, because I do, there is a lot of like, I do love her. She's the best. So I'll explain why I picked this song after, but you probably know. You can figure it out. This is Misery Business by Paramore.
Oh!
From the top, she's got a body like an hourglass.
That was Ms. Biz by Paramore. And that song is my little Jade West song. I actually feel like Jade West listens to a little bit heavier music than that.
Yeah.
So I also put a little metal song on there, but I don't think we'll have a chance to play it.
Okay, that's valid.
But I put that song because, one, I do think she listens to Paramore. She has to.
Yeah.
But I like that song is about like stealing a guy back after like this girl like stole him from you. And so I feel like that's kind of how she views like the Beck and Tori situation of just kind of like, she's like, I won. I got the man. You suck. Like, and it's kind of like, it's like she's very much like, yeah, like I got the man. I won. I got Beck. And she's very, because we were talking about this. I feel like we were just talking about this, just us.
Maybe.
Or was it on air?
Walk me through. Wait,
how what? She's not a girl's girl? Did we say that to the...
I think... Did yeah, we? I think you said that on air. Because okay, okay. Like, at the beginning, she's not.
Oh, so true, so true. Okay, yes. So, yeah, this is like a prime example of her not being a girl's girl, but a little warranted.
Mm-hmm.
Valid.
Do you want to pick the next song? Or if not, I was thinking maybe we calm it down a little bit, get a little Leon Thomas in there.
A little Leon Thomas. Okay.
Would you like?
Yes.
Okay. This next one I picked for Andre. The character who plays Andre, his name is Leon Thomas. Or the guy who plays Andre's name is Leon Thomas. Wait. The guy who plays a character named Andre is named Leon Thomas. And he just recently kind of broke into like the R&B world, where I feel like he's been making music since, but right now he's kind of gotten his moment of fame. He was actually nominated for Best Artist from the Grammys. I don't know if he won. No, he didn't win because Olivia Dean won.
Yeah.
But, or Best New Artist. So this song is by Leon Thomas. This is Mutt.
She said, take your time, what's the rush? I said, baby, I'm a dog, I'm a mutt. She said, take your time, what's the rush? I said, baby, I'm a dog, I'm a mutt. I'm a dog, I'm a mutt. I can smoke already, so pardon my blunt. I got trouble trusting, but I let my guard down for you. Said I'll put my guard down for you. Said I'll be vulnerable, so you can break my heart if you want to. She said, take your time, what's the rush? I said, baby, I'm a dog, I'm a mutt. She said, take your time, what's the rush? Come through, it's time, let's break it in. 32 like my pants size, cause the niggas try breaking in. New condo, say your name at the front. You can stay if you want. It's been one of those nights, one of those nights I ain't had in a minute. It's been a minute, had to pop a shroom to recreate the feeling. Ooh. But it's never the same as the first time we did it. First time we did it, but I let my guard down for you. Said I'll put my guard down for you. Said I'll be vulnerable, so you can break my heart if you want to. She said, take your time, what's the rush?
Take your time, what's the rush?
I said, baby, I'm a dog, I'm a mutt. She said, take your time, what's the rush? Ooh.
That was Met by Leon Thomas. Little chill vibe.
Chill little vibes. It's, this is such a good song. I feel like it's giving like spring into summer.
It does. Mm. This song is my Cat Valentine pick.
Oh, I love it.
I just feel like the song is like Cat Valentine pre-lobotomy. It's just like fun, like love, like it's very much this era. I think it probably came out around the same time, maybe like a little bit after the show. So this is Boom Clap by Charlie XCX.
Ooh.
Sunbathing on the moon, stars shining as your bones illuminate. First kiss just like a drug, under your influence. It's hit me over, you're the magic in my veins. This must be love. Dress me up so good. You're the glitter in the darkness of my world. Just tell me what to do. I'll fall right into you. Going under cause a spell, just say the word. I feel your love.
Boom, clap, the sound in my heart. The beat goes on and on and on and on. That boom, clap, you make me feel good. Come on to me.
That was Boom Clap by Charlie XCX. This next song is for Cat Valentine as well.
Yes. I don't actually remember which song it was. It's by Ariana Grande.
It's by.
Oh, by Ariana Grande. Yes. Okay, I was like, oh, thank you for leading into that. Okay, this is Ariana Grande who plays Cat Valentine. This is by Ariana Grande.
Finally moving through my fears. At least I know how hard we tried, both you and me. Didn't we? So I grabbed my stuff quickly, just put love in the driveway. It's time. Bye bye, boy bye. Bye bye, it's over. Yeah.
That was really good. That was Boy Bye.
I already got that was really good.
I was enjoying that.
I was as well. You have your next song.
Yes. Before, should we say our favorite episode? Because this has so many fun episodes.
Yes, that's a good one. Okay. I gotta think.
I also have to think.
Do you have yours?
I have to think.
Okay.
I did have it earlier, but I like forgot.
Oh, you know what? May I say this? It's the episode that's like ringing in my head right now. Mm-hmm. Like maybe it's not my favorite, but I saw this post one time that was like, is there like, did something happen in TV show that you still will never forgive that character for? Yeah. And mine is Robberazzi. I will never forgive Robbie for Robberazzi.
Oh, that's so true. If you recall. True. I do recall.
He like made this like paparazzi column where it was like a gossip column where he would like take videos of his friends and post about them. And like, it was so bad. And he made a show. It was called Robberazzi. And that one just... Yeah. It's in my head. It's funny.
That is really funny.
I'm trying to think of another episode.
I like the Blonde Squad episode. I think that was so funny. And like, I wanted to show it to Andre because we were watching this because I was like, we would like this because they make a short film. Aww. They make like a short film called The Blonde Squad. I think that was so funny.
Yeah.
I also like, I can't remember exactly what happens in the episode, but I just have the image of like when Jade like comes down in that like gown, like that white dress with like blood on it, and I think it's because she's like writing like a short film or something, and it's like epic.
I recall,
but I don't remember the specific episode. That's just my favorite outfit.
Real,
but Blonde Squad probably favorite episode.
That's a good one.
Like,
I also like the one where Andre has a crush on Jade.
That's a really good.
It's just
one.
Like a sweet episode because I love to see Andre like kind of winning there because Jade's not like rude about it.
Yeah,
and like when she like kind of discovers like, oh, this guy kind of likes or whatever, she's just very nice about it.
Yeah,
and I love that. It makes me happy.
And honestly, chemistry should have been explored more.
It was literally crazy. She sang the one song. What it was like. And it's okay, whatever it is. Yeah. So good.
Like, she took off the headphones and he was like, I love it. Okay, so inspired by that, was that your favorites?
Yeah, probably.
Okay. Inspired by that, this is a song that Jade sings. Actually, this is a really good episode because this is like towards the end. This is like when they like have a really big fight and then they like get back together and they like make out on stage. She sings the song. It's so epic. One. So this is You Don't Know Me by Liz Gillies.
Harder, harder, harder.
That was You Don't Know Me by Elizabeth Gillies. That song is just like, it's just like so good. And like, I feel like I'm always like, I think Jay listens to heavier music, but like the music that she sings at Hollywood Arts is like, she sings like this kind of like pop music with a little bit of
pop
edge.
Rock, yeah. Like a little bit of edge, a little bit of edge.
And I love her so much. Also, like, I watched this episode where she wrote this really sad play. I don't know if you remember the play episode. And like, the plot of the play that she wrote actually made me like sad. And it was like about this little girl who falls into a fountain and drowns in a pool of her tears.
Oh my God, yeah.
And like, the school was like, it's too dark to put on. And I'm just like,
is that the one with the one, the girl's mom? The girl's like, I'm ready.
And she's like on like a harness because like they wanted to make her an angel, but Jade was like, no.
Something that in my family that we quote is like the little girl is like, hi, and her mom says, more power. And then she goes, hi. Like, it's so funny. Like, it's more power is hysterical.
More power.
I'm ready. Oh my God, so good.
It's so good.
Like, the thing is, like, Jade is actually such a performer, and that's what's like goofy is because you're like, oh, this girl, she's mean. But then,
yeah,
like when Tori doesn't know what an understudy is and Jade freaks out, I'm like, you're just a theater geek the way that we all
are. A theater geek, and that's why sometimes I think that I am her because, like, I think it's like in high school, I was like, oh, I'm so edgy, I listen to like rock music, but I was like, I was just a theater nerd.
Yeah.
I was just a theater nerd, and I love the representation for emo theater nerds.
Yes.
Emo theater nerd representation.
I love. I saw a thing once because Sam Puckett from iCarly and Jade West. People were like, who would win in a fight? And my thought was Jade because she's a psychopath. But
yeah,
people in the comments were like, no, Jade was all talk. Like, Sam did that.
Yeah.
Did that stuff.
Like, Jade never really, like, did anything.
Yeah, she never, like, physically hurt anybody. She would cut people's hair and like she would like bully people, but I mean, Sam Puckett was going to juvie every other day,
and she had a butter sock
and would hit people with it, and we watched that happen. But Jade just like liked scissors and was creepy.
If they were in a psychological warfare, Jade would win, because Jade would be the type of person to like make you think that your hair is falling out and like put rat poison in your food.
Yeah,
and,
she was sick and twisted in her own way. And this next song is going to have to be our last song, correct?
So sad. Yes.
This next one is one of my faves. Actually, let me give a little story for this. Back in the day when this song came out, what up, Gabby? What's going on? I had the fattest crush on Gabby's older brother, Luke.
Oh my God, that's
Luke
crazy.
Is not listening right now, so I don't care. And even if this goes on our website, I do not care. Everybody knew. And so when this song came out, I was like, that's my best friend's brother. You know, BFB.
Oh, my God.
That BFB is the one for me. And so this song is also an excellent song. But, yeah, do you have anything to say on this song?
My best friend's brother.
I love it. All right, so this is Best Friend's Brother by the Victorious Cast.
I call you up when I know he's at home. I jump out of my skin when he picks up the phone. Why can't I tell if he's looking at me? Should I give him a smile? Should I get up and leave? I know it's strange, I don't know what I'm thinking. But is it wrong if I see him this weekend? I really hope I can get him alone. I just don't want her to know. I might be his type. Cause when you're not around, he's not acting too shy. Sometimes I feel like he might make a move. Is this all in my head? I don't know what to do. I know it's strange, I don't know what he's thinking. But is it wrong if I see him this weekend? I really hope I can get him alone. I just don't want her to know.
Yeah.
that was Best Friend's Brother by Victoria Justice, Victoria's Cast.
Victoria's Cast. And this has been Telly Tunes with Meg and Chloe on WXBZ Internet Radio, our Victorious episode.
Next show is our... Oh, my God!
Is our last show.
I wasn't even thinking about that this entire time.
No, like, same.
We were, like, very just, like, having fun, like, in it. And I'm glad, like... Oh,
yeah, that's what it's about. That's what it's about. But yeah, next show is going to be our last
show. Next show is our last show.
And we're going to kind of do a plethora of things.
Yes.
We're figuring it out. So I think we're going to do, like... We're either going to do final songs, or we're going to do, like, just a bunch of our favorite shows. Yes. Or, like, stuff like that. We're going to do just a bunch of different shows, and we'll be posting, so yes. Keep an eye out for that.
This was the last, like, singular show that we will ever do. So hope you listened. Hope you savored the moment.
Hope you had a blast.
I'm going to cry. This was Telly Tunes with Meg and Chloe. Have a good day.